We do it every day, is the point I'm making. We just choose to make things more complicated. Mm-hmm. We go up and we do the simplest things every day. We wake up, simple, right? We shower, simple. We get our breakfast, our coffee, whatever, simple. Well, we complicate that by, oh, I'm going to hit the snooze button. Now I'm running late. Now I'm rushing. Now I'm upset because I'm behind. My day is going bad because mm-hmm. I've already simplified the process. Now I'm like, hey, everything's like kumbaya. Life can truly be that simple. I wake up with a good attitude. If I'm smiling, I go, hey, Cindy Marie, how you doing? You're not going to give me a frown and go, I'm fine. You're going to smile too. Now you just made my great day a beautiful day. When I was talking about at the beginning, back to where we should be, appreciating every relationship we have, be it at home, at school, at work, in our church, place of worship, wherever it may be.
Hey, it's Cindy Marie, and welcome to another episode of the Empower Your Life podcast and video channel, your place to reconnect to your real and true self and finally own the gifts that you have within and create the life, the business you love, and making an impact while we're all here on planet Earth. This episode is super close to my heart, and so is our next guest too. We cover many interesting topics that are very relevant to our current situations. I'm talking about how we, as adults, actually help our young generations to be more resilient in our very challenging life. The relationship of parents and kids with a digital world, and how we can actually support one another instead of subconsciously pushing one another. If you're someone who's interested in making an impact, more meaning and contribution to empowering not only your life, but also the young leaders, you don't want to miss this conversation. Enjoy. Our next guest, also known as Coach T, has dedicated over 35 years to coaching and mentoring young men and women to improve their athletic skills, personal growth, and personal relationship skills. Also founder and executive director of JLT Fieldhouse, a nonprofit organization, owner of the Coach T's Corner, an online mentoring academy, and host of two podcasts, Developing Tomorrow's Leaders with Coach T and TeenSpeak, Empowering Today's Youth. His ultimate goal is to inspire, support, and educate preteens and teens to ownership of the tools for a pre or prosperous future, including crucial soft skills that are often overlooked in public education systems. And in this episode, we're going to cover some from his book, The Sea of Success, all right? The ultimate guide to success for preteens and teens. So without further ado, may I welcome to you our next guest, Antoine Thompson, or also known as Coach T. Hi, Antoine. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Cindy Reed, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to see you and get to spend time with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So let's get it started for many people out there, which I'm very sure would love to know the story of, let's say, bring us back for the story of yours. What brought you to really putting your effort, dedication, and commitment to mentoring and coaching, especially for preteens and teens? Could you share with us?
Absolutely, Cindy. I would love to. And my story all starts with my father. And my father was not my biological father, but he came to my life when I was about 3 years old. And mm-hmm. Met my mom and adopted my older brother and I when he and my mom got married. And from that moment, you know, he basically started a new chapter in our lives that continues to this day. And it was all of the message that he instilled in us all throughout our years that I'm now paying forward. Unfortunately, we lost him in 1996 to leukemia. And I searched long and hard of how I wanted to honor him. And I'm like, well, you know, obviously I want to be the best person that I can. But mm-hmm. I started my nonprofit and I named it in his honor. This was named JLT Fieldhouse, is named in his honor. And so every day I get to honor him because I'm paying forward what I do and what he taught us and paying it forward to every kid that I come in contact with.
Oh, that's so lovely. And yes, forever that you have really that connection with your father. And, you know, I have read the part of the chapter in your book. Could you share with us a little bit how much your father, I don't know what's his name, but JLT, I would say, how he actually really modeled you in where you are right now? Because what I remembered from your book that he's not your biological father. So when your mom decided to get away from your father, and then you felt that he is actually your father, JLT, you felt the father relationship. Could you share with us a little bit, how does that make you feel finally that this is actually the father figure that you've been looking for, that you unfortunately didn't experience from your biological father?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll start with JLT, and it stands for Joe Lewis Thompson. His name was Joe Lewis Thompson. And he was a sergeant major in the United States Marine Corps, and he served for 30 years. And what stands out from that, and what you're referring to, Cindy Marie, what's so amazing and what I look back on now, and it is so profound now, but it wasn't at the time, was it was the first time that I saw my biological father after my mom and my dad had gotten together. And it was some kind of family gathering. Mm-hmm. And my biological father comes in, and he was calling to me and my brother to come to him. And I immediately ran behind my dad and grabbed his leg and kind of looked behind like, who is that guy? I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. And how that resonated with me so much so now is because even every time I tell it, I'm like, in the short time that he was in our lives, we connected with him so closely, and he poured so much of himself into us. And we knew immediately that this man was real, and he provided something that our biological father didn't. And that mm-hmm. was protection, caring, and love. And that's what I've always carried. And that's always first impression was lasting impression. And that was the first time when somebody asked me that, like you asked a question, it made me realize it was the first time I knew that this man was going to be the man that's going to make me the person that I am today.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful that when you realize that there's an other perspective or other figure, the positive side, because, you know, when we're younger, we don't really have that choices because we are so naive and innocent and very limited. But then we realize that that's not the option that we could get. Actually, there are better people, or father in this case, that became your model, that this is what I'm going to be, and better as for the kids and preteens that you are now coaching and mentoring, right?
Right. Absolutely. 100%. And it that experience, and as I even shared, I kind of smile because I'm like, wow, it becomes more vivid every time I tell it, which is kind of interesting. But you're right. I did a TikTok not too long ago, and I was talking about role models. You know, not every adult or authority figure is a good role model. Not every celebrity that kids look up to are good role models, you know? So I think your point is very valid. You have to find what it is you're looking for in that mentor, that leader, and everybody provides something different. So it's always good to have more than one. And if you're lucky enough, you find that one that has it all. And if you do, you're one of the few fortunate ones.
I love it. I love it. And that's going to bring us to your book, which is The Sea of Success, The Ultimate Guide to Success for Preteens and Teens. So in this conversation, I want you to, first of all, for those who have yet to grab the copy, it's beneficial for not only preteens and teens. I believe this is also beneficial for adults, especially for parents out there who have the same preteens or kids, you know, that you will find a lot of very informative and very practical, applicable tips and tricks, I would say, from Coach D, which he gonna share with us the meaning of SEA. And I'm gonna pick one conversation or topic. How do you think that SEA actually beneficial for our success in terms of communication, which is one of the topics in your book?
Yeah. So the Sea of Success focuses on three components, which I think are the key to success for not just preteens and teens, but I think everybody, but because I work primarily with kids, I think I say that, but it's simplicity, effort, and attitude. Mm-hmm. And the simplicity, and I'll just explain one really quickly, and then we can talk about how it applies to the communication like you asked. So simplicity is every aspect of our lives are already complicated enough. We're always trying to overcome so many hurdles in our personal lives and our private lives and our professional lives and so forth. So we need to simplify things so that we're able to achieve more. And that leads to the effort part. And regardless of what it is you're trying to achieve and what you're trying, what goal you want to aspire to reach, you got to put forth effort, maximum effort. And the third, to me, is the most important. It's more important than the effort and simplicity is the attitude, because you have to have the right attitude, because your attitude is going to give you the strength to put forth the effort. The attitude is going to give you the opportunity to find that simplistic thing that you're trying to achieve. And also your attitude is also going to be the thing that guides you through, because there are going to be ebbs and flows throughout the process when you're trying to reach the thing. We all know life gives us is nothing but hills and valleys. But your attitude helps keeps you going up and down and keeping you on that path to success. And
I agree with that.
I figured you would. I knew you would. You would get that
before you explain about the communication. How does it really helpful for communication, the SEA of success? I just want to reiterate that it is really important. How do you see things in? You know, it could be events or circumstances, instead of being victim of all of these things, but you have to really shift. When you have the right attitude, it's becoming more possibilities, opportunities, rather than, you know, problems instead.
Yes, you're 100% right. And the communication is interesting. You picked that particular one, because that's one of the biggest ones for me. I have like a top three: communication, accountability, and responsibility, the big three for me. So you pick one of the top ones, which I really appreciate. And there's so many layers to communication, but I'll encompass it really quickly with the three points. The simplistic aspect of communication is, number one, it's one of the biggest things that we're failing as a society worldwide is our lack of communication. Yes. So we've complicated communication because of technology. We've taken away the in-person communication, and we've substituted it with technology, with, you know, phones and what we're doing now, virtual meetings and things of that nature. And by doing that, we are no longer personalizing our communication. And so the simplistic thing is, you know, to value every communication that you have, and not just be exchanging of information and words, and actually engaging people and understanding what they're saying. And then the effort part of it is actually learning how to listen more than talk, right? that's how we get educated, is by listening to other people, and also understanding that everybody's not going to agree with everything you say, and you have to be good with that. And most people always want to fight their point. Just be happy with the fact that somebody's listening to you. Everybody's opinion is giving you an opportunity to learn something. So the more you listen, the more you learn. And then the attitude part of it is couples with the effort. You know, I believe that how you communicate determines how people return that communication. And having, again, talking about what people may be going through, you having a bad day, me having a great day, me going, Cindy Marie, great to see you today. How you going? You look like something bothering you. Doing good today? The fact that I care about how you're doing is already probably going to make you feel better. And that's because my attitude is positive, and I, in turn, want to make you feel better, because I believe a positive attitude is contagious. And that's what we have to do as a collective society, is to do that. And all of that, Cindy Marie, I'll end by saying the whole process of Sea of Success is also encompasses the first word, and that's simplicity. And we just have to simplify our lives and get back to where we want them to be. And the way to do that is just to just simply go about what we want and make it happen.
I love it. And, you know, if I can add into the C or the SEA, the three factors would be for communication, is that I would agree with you in terms of technology. It's somehow separating us to have or build that deeper connection, you know, because a lot of people right now are building, I would say, superficial friends online rather than having a community in person. I always having this conversation that if I have that community in Spain, in Valencia, I would rather go out. But since I'm still building that community, most of the relationship I'm building, just like you, you know, in virtual. But I think what most people lacking of, in my opinion, in terms of technologies, using the platform in the right way, meaning to say it could be very beneficial and powerful if we choose that way, meaning to say instead of using it for instant gratification or getting followers and all of that, you can use that to express your let's say your expertise, for example, in your coaching, in your mentoring, in empowering people's lives, instead of using that for bending, you know, like, or venting, like complaining. It's not helping us. And I think simplicity, in a way that if you are looking for someone to speak with, reach out. I think this is why I pick communication. It's because we are complicating the complex of life already, that if you want to have a communication deeper and meaningful, I always believe that you have to start it within you. And therefore your energy will really reflect on that person and really understand that, oh, she sounds sincere. And I think then I would open up with her or with him about what I'm going through. And then the effort, right, that goes to you reach out. And I know that nowadays people, because of all also the technology, people felt like you don't want to take effort as much as we used to do because of a lot of things that we're going to cover in the next question. And then the right attitude, I mean, with this technology that we are exposed with a lot of things and it's very accessible, it is also dangerous. And that's why I think there's a big role between parents and kids. So I am curious, you know, when it comes to communication, and we talked this offline last week about the social media. So what do you say the role model of parents for giving kids, teens and preteens access to social media that also will not influence them to feeling anxiety, depression, and all of these negative feelings? What do you say about that?
I think it's honestly, Cindy, I'll just answer first and foremost. I think parents are giving their kids the access to social media as an outlet for them. And the second part is kids, they don't want their kids to be left behind because their friends all have social media. Mm-hmm. And the timing is perfect. I was on TikTok today, and it's a guy on, and he has a goddaughter, and he talks a lot about her. And somebody put a comment about, "Hey, why doesn't she have a social media account? She's in high school, apparently." And so ultimately, she got a social media account, and he had talked to her mom, and she said the mom would control it. Well, the daughter ended up going within 48 hours, going to the mom, going, "I don't want this," because of what happened in 48 hours. In 48 mm-hmm. hours, she's 14 years old, by the way, but in 48 hours, she had a slew of grown men commenting about her appearance. And I'll just leave it at that. But that's just a perfect example of social media. You said it earlier. It is a great tool if it's used the right way.
Yeah.
And the one thing that we as adults, though, and I definitely want to put this in, because my book is not about beating kids up saying, "You don't know this, you don't know that." It's about guiding them and giving them the tools that they need. Social media is their superpower. Okay. Mm-hmm. And for some adults, it's kryptonite. It's their kryptonite. So there is wherein lies where the compromise has to come. It's good for kids, but it's also detrimental to kids, because parents have to be consistently involved in the process. Because if not, kids, they'll just go way off the deep end. And I'm fortunate enough to actually, a lot of kids that I work with, they're happy to follow me and allow me to follow them on social media. because I know, number one, they're responsible. I know their parents. I know their parents are probably monitoring their phones and understand that the dangers that lie out there. There are a lot of predators out there, and not just from just sexual predators, but people that are always scamming kids for money. Most recently, I don't know if you knew this or not, in the last 5 years, middle school, high school, and college kids have been financially scammed more than adults have. And using social media. And a lot of them, they only said 10% are recorded or reported because of guilt and embarrassment. So again, this is just these are statistics I'm just finding out. So I'm like, wow, if I'm just finding this out now and this is kind of what I do, imagine how bad it really is.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh God. That's just scary, you know, like, and I can understand, like, can you imagine how much challenging for us as adults to deal with all of these things happening in social media? And as for us, we are able somehow to handle it well. And I think this is why it's so great that someone like you who dedicated to really mentor and coach, not only for basketball or sports, but really for personal growth, you know, personal development, which I think really, really vital, that I think many people neglect to pay attention to, rather than the recognition or the achievement, which this is going to proceed for my next question. I want your thoughts or your opinion of this question that I have in mind, that, you know, for kids, preteens and teens out there, that doing a lot of things, even though those activities, none of their interests, it's because of their parent choices. Would you think that the parents are actually doing that because of their not completed passion or interest in their younger time, and they're pushing it to their kids? And if so, what do you suggest, you know, how can, from now onwards, if the parents started to recognize that, yeah, I'm putting this a lot of activities because first, I don't want to be judged as a parent. Second, I don't want my son or daughter or whatever compared that we're not doing enough. So what are your thoughts about that?
Oh, these are two, both parts of those questions are really important. And I'm glad you asked that question. There are a lot of parents that try to live vicariously through their kids, some intentionally and some don't realize they're doing it, but their actions show that they are. I work with kids whose parents are, and there's one parent in particular that he and I've had conversations, and he's admitted that he knows he's doing it, but he wants what's best for his son, and he doesn't want his son to fail like he did trying to achieve the goal. So I've kind of been coaching the dad and the son at the same time. And the dad has done a phenomenal job of understanding and recognizing it, because the son has an unbelievable talent. And I think it's going to be a natural attrition process that he's going to do really well. But the flip side of that, Cindy Marie, this is why I say this is a great question. And this is one of the things that I deal with kids, is empowering them to have their own voice. Because they have to speak up for themselves, because, hey, mom, dad, yeah, I know you did that, but that's not me. That's not what I want to do. And I want you to support me in my journey and my passion. Yours might be basketball. Mine is that I want to be a musician, you know, or I want to be a doctor. That's where I want to be. So I think for me, it's empowering kids to have their own voice and to find their passion and know the difference between like, love, and passion. You know, we all like things and then we don't like things. We love things, then we don't love things. But when we find that thing we're passionate about, it's the one thing that fuels your life from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, is what you, all you think about. And for me, it's empowering, educating, supporting, and inspiring young people. That is my passion. And that's what parents need to allow their kids to do, is to allow them to find their own passion. Sure, they can guide them. They go, yo, hey, do you like what I do? There was a young lady that was on the Teen Speak podcast. She actually, her passion is she combined both her mom and her dad's. And she's doing both and she loves it, because her parents, she watched them. I like that. I like that. I love that. I love that. That's a passion. Okay. That's a passion. She put them together, and that's what she's doing for, she's graduating college this year, and that's what she's going to do.
Awesome. Awesome. I love the idea. And that made me curious, you know, Because you have this podcast that allowing the teens to use their voice to speak out, which I think is very, very powerful. And that gave them also a space, a room to express what they need from us, right? Because by end of the day, they would need also that that encouragement, that motivation, the experience that they have yet to experience, and therefore they're looking for guidance. So my next question for you is that, have you ever experienced some of the kids that approach you and share with you their experience about the life that impacting their education, it's because of their personal life, and they know that the problem is not them, it's the parents, and they have that fear. How can I share with them that they have to do something for them that impacting the kids' life? Because we both know this, that not many kids are powerful enough to voice out that, hey, dad, hey, mom, I think you have a problem. I think you are challenged with all of your life. I think you have to deal it first, then, you know, throwing the tantrum to us. So what's your suggestion to that kid? Or do you actually help that kid to walk with him at home and speak with the parents? I'm just curious because I believe you have experienced that.
Yeah, there's been actually, it's been kind of the other way, but I it's a great question because, you know, we as coaches, as educators, as business owners, we all face challenges that we either never plan for or never expect. Mm-hmm. But if you're true to your craft, you know how you're going to address that because it's who you are. Going back to my previous point about passion and the scenario you just described, that is first and foremost where a rapport and relationship has to be developed, because understanding where that child is in the situation you're talking about, that can be a quick fix, or that might be something that's going to take time because mm-hmm. of fear, potentially, you know, you know, that situation with parents, or it's a situation where, hey, you know what, this kid is really, let me talk to the parents first. So it's one of those situations that you have to gauge and go, hey, which way do I go? Ultimately, we know what the end result is, right? We want both sides together and we figure this thing out. And so that is a great question. And for me, it would be starting with that child and building that relationship and finding out how we can get him or her to speak up for themselves, going back to having a voice. Because the sooner kids have voices, this is when they build their confidence and their self-esteem. And they realize that they have to stand up for themselves, because ultimately there's going to come a time when they're going to be standing alone and they look over their right shoulder and their left shoulder. There's no mom, there's no dad, there's no brother, there's no sister, there's just them. And the decisions they make are the decisions they're going to have to live with, right, wrong, or indifferent. So the sooner they learn that, the better. And that is what I try to empower kids to do. And for me, it would be that would be my first step. And if I felt like I need to talk with the parents, because I do, in fact, develop a relationship with both the student and with the parents. So I feel as though I can go either way, because I always update parents on where I am with kids. So if I've developed a relationship with the kids and developed a relationship with the parents, then I'm able to go either way.
Amazing. Amazing. And so my next question for you is understanding of implementing or practicing this SEA to success, whatever success means to anybody, right? How do you think that people can start?
The most basic way, Cindy Marie, to start is, like for me, is, let me start by saying it this way. The Sea of Success, or Simplicity, Effort, and Attitude, has been with me, and I've been doing it for 38 years, but I never knew it until I actually started sitting, until the pandemic came around. I'm sitting around twiddling my thumbs, and I'm figuring out, you know, what to do, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this all this time. We do it every day is the point I'm making. We just choose to make things more complicated. Mm-hmm. We go up and we do the simplest things every day. We wake up, simple, right? We shower, simple. We get our breakfast, our coffee, whatever, simple. Well, we complicate that by, oh, I'm going to hit the snooze button. Now I'm running late. Now I'm rushing. Now I'm upset because I'm behind. My day has gone bad. So just by choosing to complicate a simple process, you've already messed up your day. You messed up your day, now you messed up your week. You messed up your week, now you messed up your month. Your month messed up, your years messed up. It goes on and on. Now we talk about, if we just keep everything simple, guess what? We're going to naturally put forth the effort to be happy, to be successful, because mm-hmm. I've already simplified the process. Now I'm like, hey, everything's like kumbaya. Life can truly be that simple. I honestly believe that. And then we talk about attitude. Attitudes are contagious. If I wake up with a good attitude, if I'm smiling, I go, hey, Cindy Marie, how you doing? You're not going to give me a frown and go, I'm fine. You're going to smile too. Now you just made my great day a beautiful day. So now we just repeat that cycle over and over. And you take all of that and you introduce that to preteens and teens, and you teach them about gratitude and being thankful for what you have every day, something that they don't know anything about because nobody's taught them about gratitude. It's you're supposed to do this for me. Give me this. Okay. Thank you. Bye. So the sooner we give kids these tools and they understand simplicity, effort, and attitude, they're going to be spreading that with their to their peers and their friends. Now they're going to pass it on. They're going to share it. Now the next generation gets us back, when I was talking about at the beginning, back to where we should be, appreciating every relationship we have, be it at home, at school, at work, in our place of worship, wherever it may be. And this has been weighing heavy on my heart. I think the timing of this podcast is so perfect. And I've been asking a question, why is life becoming so complicated for everybody? But the sad part is they're complicating it for the people like myself who want to keep things simple, because now I got to use my simplistic approach to, you know, tiptoe around all this complexities of life. It's crazy.
Yeah, I love you. I mean, the fact that the first is the S, which is simplicity. And I think the fact that we overcomplicated the life is, and everything, if we just look at the system, everything is actually very easy. But I think one of the reasons why we are complicating it, because we want to prove something externally, right?
Right. Great point.
You practice of not proving yourself externally, but really embodying what truly power you already have within you, then proving yourself outside, it's not necessary. In fact, it's zero, because you already full inside of you. You're expressing that. So like what you said, sharing positivity is contagious. When you are totally aware about yourself, it's just so incredible that people will see you. Oh, she's different, but I love her energy, or I love his energy. And then you're like, I want to know what's your secret, you know? And they will just like, oh, it's so simple. You know, I just appreciate every little things I have in life, because I think majority, you made a really, really great point. It's so funny because I was listening earlier on the podcast. It talks about why a lot of people are not happy. And it's one of the things will be, we're not following the meaning pursuit of what we're happy about, you know? Right. And I think between you and I, we are so happy and content. It's because we are doing what we want to do in life with a meaning, you know, making an impact and difference. And do you agree on that?
100%. I could not agree more. And I think you think about people in the service industries, you know, you think about how when you go and you're like, hey, can I get go to a drugstore or department store and think, hey, can I get it? Yeah, I'll get it. I'm like, wait a minute, you're in a service industry. You're providing a service. Do you know the first thing about service is you greet your customer with a smile, and that is what customer service is about. Now people are working to live, and that is how they're going about their day to day. They're not thinking beyond, like you and I probably do. I'm thinking about, okay, I'm thinking 2, 3, 4 courses down the road. I'm like, okay, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. There's a whole bunch of kids I know can benefit from this course I'm about to put out. But other people are just trying to get through the day. Another perfect example is in the grocery store yesterday. And I asked the young lady helping me, I said, hey, how's your day going today? How are you doing? She goes, all right. And I didn't leave it at that. I said, just all right. I'm doing great. And I was trying to, you know, pick her up. And she goes, I'll be doing great when I get out of here. That was her response. So, you know, just kind of have a conversation, but I got a smile out of her. So my thing there was engaging people. You know, I think I left there and she felt better because it's like, hey, this guy tried to engage with me. I wasn't really feeling it, but I feel a little bit better. But those are the kind of things that make a big difference. And you mentioned it a couple minutes ago when you said little things. It's the little things in life that make the biggest difference.
Yeah, yeah. That actually brought me to the next question, which you already have covered majority of it earlier. But if there's anything that you've been practicing with your dedication of serving yourself to many people, not only preteens, teens, but also adults. So my curiosity is that how do you keep yourself optimistic? You know, do you have like a system or routine or habit? If so, what are those? And why do you think it will be also valuable for other people to practice that as a suggestion?
One of mine is, one of the reasons I stay so positive, Cindy Marie, is one is I meditate. My brother got me onto meditation about a year and a half ago. It's been one of the greatest things because it allows me to slow down, number one, because I'm one of those people, I'm very high energy. So when I get going, I'm like, I can't stop talking to the sun. And I realize the more I do that, the more mistakes I make because I'm not being proficient. I'm just getting things done. The other part is I'm always asking myself questions, and the most basic questions, and those are why questions, because you know, they always say when you know, must know your why. Well, I know my why, but I don't know my why. So I keep asking myself the whys, and that's how I'm able to dig deeper. And it keeps me upbeat, positive, and it also keeps me curious. And I think all of this, and I didn't say it at the beginning, and I'll share it with your listeners, is all these things in my commitment to children, but my wife and I don't have children of our own. We weren't able to have kids of our own. So I think that that is also another drive, because I know that I feel as though I was given a gift. So I think from the powers that be said, hey, you know, I'm not going to bless you with kids of your own because I've given you another gift so that you can impact more kids and families. And so that is what keeps me positive, because I know that there are families, and it only takes one. If I can connect with one, then I'm going to connect with two, because somebody's going to share that. And you know the power of words.
I love that. The ripple effect and accepting or embracing for something that you thought that you will be gifted, but then God is generous, you know, or the universe is generous that, hey, you know, I love you. You might not feel that you're not gifted with this, but you will be impacting more than you imagine. And that's being the mentor or coaches with all of these kids, teens, and even the adults, right? And I love all of this system that you're doing, the meditation and sharing your gift, and also the most important, in my opinion, also is the why. Because every time I'm speaking with my clients, like, you know, I think nowadays you would agree that most people feel stuck and therefore they feeling lost with the momentum. And then I always go back, what is your why? You know, why you want to pursue this? And so they started to, I have experienced this many times with my clients, like, oh, because you know, that kind of space and okay, we have to figure out your why first. Yeah. Because I mean, I personally, the reason why I keep going, it's because my why is really bigger than myself. It's for the people out there and for the planet. And so you are keeping yourself optimistic and moving forward because you're not doing it for yourself, but really using yourself as a tool for people who really need you most. And that is why I totally agree with you of knowing your why first, because that once you get to know your why until you have all the answers, and that, you know, put it as a stick note somewhere, that will be your motivation every time you feel like demotivated, oh, these are my whys, right? Yeah. And that will be helpful. And this is not only for adults. This is actually applicable for everybody. Yes, because every person has different whys. That could be also for kids. Their why will be, oh, because I want to see my mom smiling. I want blah, blah, blah. And that's sweet, right?
Yes. Wait, That is a great example. When you talk about kids, that example you said, I want my mom to be happy. You know, kids are very inherently perceptive because we know how innocent they are.
Yeah.
And they also realize what their parents are giving of themselves for them.
Mm-hmm.
But what parents don't realize is the kids have the ability to care for them at a younger age and not care for them like they do with older parents, but it's the love that they pour back, knowing that they're unhappy, knowing that they're frustrated, knowing that they're angry and their emotions, the gamut of emotions that they have. And some kids will just step up and fulfill and fill the gaps, those emotional gaps. These are the kind of things where I share with kids too, is that, you know, you're stronger than you give yourself credit, and you have to let people see who you are. And all more importantly, let your parents see who you are, because they're already worried about you. You're going to worry about you till they leave this planet. So let them know you're strong. And I just, when you said that, it just was one of the things that I share a lot. And it was just an opportunity to kind of chime in on that.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, for everybody's listening or watching right now, that's just some of the juiciest information that you could get guidance for this sea of success from Antoine Thompson or Coach T. And so, you know, for most people out there that looking forward in United States or maybe globally, understand more of what you do, and maybe they could also recommend some kids, you know, and all of that thing, and to grab your book to support you and to also apply for their lives, where can everyone find Coach T?
Well, you can always find Coach T if you just go outside your door and just scream, Coach T, Coach T. And I'll come running, flying, and I'll get a boat, whatever it takes. But the easiest way is probably to go to my website, which is CoachT'sCorner.com. And I'm also on Instagram, CoachT's_corner, TikTok, CoachT'sCorner. Development Tomorrow's Leaders is always on your favorite podcast platform, as is Teen Speak. And also my Sea of Success Academy is also available through my website as well, where I'm actually converting that book into an online course. And I have three of the courses up, and they're available in three formats, video, audio, and ebook versions.
Good Lord, you tackle everything for people to have access. And guys, you know, I think one of the things that I love about this book, and now you're putting it into program with like three modes of program that they can choose, which I love, because every individual have their own preferences, right? And this is going to be a life changing, you know, for many people, especially for parents and kids. And this is also applicable for adults like us, you know, professionals that would like to apply some simplify, you know, effort and right attitude with none other than Coach T. So thank you so much, Coach T. And I have one last question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
We can bring back the young version of Coach T. Is there anything that you would like to tell him about what he couldn't see in his future that you could tell him to empower his life?
Absolutely, Cindy Marie. If I could go back in time, I would tell myself to stop doubting myself, because I had the skills and ability to be successful, but I always second-guessed myself. And had I not second-guessed myself, I'd have been doing this a lot sooner than I'm doing now.
Awesome. And that's actually very powerful for a lot of people as well. So thank you. Thank you so much, Coach T. And for everyone who's listening or watching right now, if you find this episode very valuable, very helpful, and very beneficial for everyone, don't hesitate, or of course, feel free to forward it to anybody, because the more that we share, the more it's going to be powerful, because sharing is more powerful than taking the knowledge itself, right? And I'm sure that if you have any question, you are going to feel free to reach out to Coach D and myself. What have insights that you got from this episode? And we're looking forward to see you in the next episode. So thank you. Thank you so much, Coach D.
Thank you, Sister Marie, for having me. It's always a pleasure to see you and to spend time with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy it and find it inspiring and motivating. For our podcast to continue to grow, please leave us a review of, say, what key takeaways you want to share or the insights you have learned from this episode. And remember, stay optimistic and take action slowly but surely for your big dreams. You are unique and have the gift to share and touch many people's lives. So keep moving forward, stay focused, believe, and take action. Thank you once again, and I'll see you on the next episode here at Empower Your Life.